If you've been following the Women's World Cup soccer tournament, you know that the U.S. team made it out of the group stage of the tournament on top of the pile. So did the Canadian team in their group. It's always exciting for fans in the host country when their team is doing well. One of the stars of the Canadian team is José Bélanger, who grew up in Coaticook, Quebec, just over the border from Vermont. We called Sportsnet reporter Sandra Prusina, who joined us from Calgary before heading to work, to tell us about Bélanger and the Canadian team's prospects.
José Bélanger, she's been with the program actually for a number of years, but this marks her Women's World Cup debut. And that might seem a little bit funny because she's 29 years old and she's had a plethora of experience. But heading into the 2011 edition of the tournament, she was actually injured. So she completely missed out on Germany. And her injury to her ankle was so severe that she took time off of soccer. And I think she was so frustrated with the progression of her injury, or lack thereof progression of her injury, she almost decided to hang him up for good. But current Canadian head coach John Herdman gave her a call when she was in Quebec. She was doing a little bit of coaching. She was working with kids. And he said, "I would love for you to come back." And she kind of hemmed and hawed on the decision a little bit, not knowing if it was the right thing for her to do. And he actually went to Quebec to speak to her in person. And that's basically all she needed. And she's joined the team. She's made a difference. And the interesting thing about José right now is she's actually playing out of position. She's predominantly an attacking midfielder, or she plays as a forward. That's what she's known for. She's a very skilled player, very good with her feet. She can put the ball in the back of the net. But Canada's been hit quite hard with injuries. And because of her style of play, he's actually put her as a right back. And John Herdman really focuses on having a modern fullback. That's what he calls them. So he wants a fullback that can not only be responsible defensively, but somebody that can move up the pitch and get the ball to the forwards, cross it in, and be able to counterattack when they have the opportunity. And José, she's only played now 4 games in that position, and she's done an incredible job. She's fit in seamlessly. You can tell how skilled she really is when she has the opportunity to drive on that right side of the pitch. So she's been great. And I'm sure going into this tournament, if you would ask her a few months ago, if someone said, "Hey, can you imagine playing a defender in the Women's World Cup?" she probably would have laughed.
Although at least publicly, she's been saying she's enjoying it.
Yeah. And you can tell because this really allows her to display her talents, I think, because not only is she very good offensively, obviously, she's creative and can attack well, but she's also very strong. She's physically she's really into CrossFit and things like that. So you can tell that she is physically one of the strongest players on the team. So that's what makes her such a good defender, is she can keep the opposition to the outside and beat them to balls. And in a one-on-one situation, she can usually beat you. So it's been great to see her make this progression, albeit unexpectedly.
So Canada finished at the top of Group A in this first round, and you think she's made a difference?
I really do, because he actually has a couple of fullbacks that haven't seen any time. However, I don't think they play the style of fullback that he wants, and José brings that. And that's certainly no disrespect to the players that are on the bench. I think just that having José on the field gives the team a bit of a different look. And the fact that you can be creative from the back into the attacking zone is huge, and that's what she brings to this team.
Speaking of some of the other players who aren't starters, there are 2 other Quebecers on the Canadian team, right?
Yeah.
And it must have been exciting for the whole team then to have that final game of the first round in Montreal at the Big O.
Absolutely. And they actually haven't played in Montreal for many, many years. So this was the first experience for José, for sure, to be able to play in Quebec, which is huge. And it's developed a lot of good players over the years. They are still developing good players. They have W League teams there. So it is a hub of women's soccer in Canada for sure. So to be able to see them, and especially given their ages, they're hitting kind of the twilight peaks of their careers. Rianne Wilkinson, Marie-Ève Noe, it's at that point in their careers where maybe they're not going to play in another major tournament. So I think to be able to share that at home with their family and friends meant a lot.
So if you could handicap the tournament, where do you see Canada coming in the end?
it's really, for me right now, it's really tough to say, because I can truthfully say I don't think Canada's played as well as they could. I don't know if it's jitters of being the host nation of this. I can't say. I think it might be a little bit psychological, but at the same time, they're not scoring goals. And in a tournament like this, defense will only get you so far. So they absolutely need to put the ball in the back of the net.
Well, and just for people who haven't been paying attention, Canada won one match, right? And then had a draw in two, and those were very low scoring. One was a 0-0 draw, yeah. And the other was a 1-1.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. Yeah, so one win, two draws. Only two goals scored. One was on a set piece, so on a PK, and the second one was on an open play by Ashley Lawrence, a 20-year-old kid, youngster, so that was fantastic. She's actually the first person since 2007 to score for Canada at a Women's World Cup that wasn't Christine Sinclair, so that to me is an incredible stat. Like, that just tells you how important Christine is to Canada.
But so you think they haven't been playing at the top of their game? You think they could go all the way?
It's tough to say. Honestly, it depends who they face. Canada's had an issue over the past 5 or 6 years being able to beat that top echelon of teams. You know, the teams that are ranked 1 to 5, I don't know if Canada would be able to beat them right now. And that's certainly not a knock on Canada by any means, but that just tells you how good the top teams are. Canada can usually really play well against those teams that are in that same ranking as them. So you're looking at maybe 6 to 10 in that ranking group. But yeah, once you face Germany, Japan, USA, it's very, very tough for them, because while Canada could match up to them good for maybe 45, 50, 60 minutes, those teams have so many options coming off the bench. Well, Canada doesn't have that depth there. So that's going to be an issue, I think, if they do progress in the tournament, because these other teams have other weapons while Canada really doesn't.
And is that due to the injuries that you mentioned before, or is that just a depth problem that the team has anyway?
Injuries are definitely an issue, but I think it's both. Not to have Diana Matheson in the lineup to me is huge. She's the second or third most experienced player on this team, next to Christine Sinclair, not only in caps, but in goals scored. So you're taking away those goals. You're taking away someone that does nearly all of your set pieces. She's been able to perform on a big stage throughout her entire career. We saw what she did at the Olympics for Canada in 2012. And then on the right back position, where Jose has been playing, that has predominantly, for at least the past 5 or 6 years, belonged to Rianne Wilkinson, another French player we were just talking about. And just not to have her out on the pitch, she's very vocal, she's a great leader. So that too is a loss, I would say, regardless of the fact that Jose has filled in seamlessly. It does take away not having Rianne on the pitch, because she's been a starter for many, many years and a leader for the youngsters that end up on that back line, like someone like Kadisha Buchanan.
For people who think it would be neat to see a matchup between the USA and Canada, that's not going to happen unless both teams get to the final round, as I see it, right?
That is correct. Yeah, I've kind of gone through all the permutations, and basically, that would be Canada's road to the final, and it would end with a final against the U.S. at BC Place in Vancouver, yeah.
So what's this like for you to cover the World Cup and for Canada to be hosting it? It's certainly not the first time Canada has hosted the World Cup, but what's the atmosphere like?
It's really neat, because obviously you have people that love soccer in Canada. We have a lot of immigrants here who grew up watching soccer, playing soccer. So you have that niche market that watches soccer 365 days a year. However, when a tournament like this happens, it really connects other people who don't necessarily follow soccer, but they want to be proud of the Canadian athletes, and we're putting our country on display. So you have people asking, for example, you know, I work in a newsroom, and people will call in and ask, when is Canada's next match, or what does Canada have to do to move on in the tournament? So maybe they don't know the basics, but they want to know, and they want to be part of this tournament. And they're really proud to be hosting it, because Canadians as a whole maybe aren't as obviously patriotic as some countries are, but we really, really do love this country, and we're so proud to see it on the world stage.
Sandra, when you say they call the newsroom, do they actually call up and ask questions like that? Like, when's the next match? I need to make sure I'm ready. They actually call the newsroom?
Yeah, they'll reach out through the newsroom, or people will reach out on Twitter and stuff and ask questions. So it's neat to see just the interest. And I think once this tournament is said and done, you will see an uptick and a spike in terms of registration for boys and for girls, because the tournament features, when you hear the backstories behind some of these players and those ones that are featured in this tournament and how hard they work to get to this level, and the fact that most of them haven't been paid as much as their male counterparts, you really connect with these players. And as a result, I think we'll see interest in soccer definitely go up.
That's reporter Sandra Prusina of Sportsnet. Thank you so much for talking with us today. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. I don't think I've ever done an American interview. So,
it wasn't too bad then.
No, it was perfect. Thank you.